Excuse me, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, basic limbs of bhakti. So this is called Nirmalya Dhriti Yata Ekadashe, Tayo Pabukta Shagkanda, Vaso Lankara Charchita, Uchishta Bojino Dasas, Tava Mayam Jayema Hi. And the translation, this is from the 11th, this principle is called accepting nirmalyam, nirmalya. Nirmalya means pure, no dirt, nirmal. Accepting the pure objects and articles that were previously offered to the Lord. So this point is wearing the garlands used by the Lord. Krishna tells in 11th Kanto Bhagavatam, which is a verse he recited, simply by decorating ourselves with the garlands, fragrant oils, cloths, and ornaments that you have already enjoyed, and by eating the remnants of your meals, we, your servants, will indeed conquer your illusory energy. So this is Uddhava Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And Uddhava, of course, not only did he looked very much like Krishna. He had a very dark blue skin, like a rain cloud. And he wore all of Krishna's prasadi vesh, the remnants of his clothing. He wore his Vaijayanti mala, his yellow dhoti. And he's saying, in his realization, this is Uddhava Mahashaya, his realization, that if someone simply wears your prasadi mala, your garlands, your fragrant oils, like we get these oils from the deities, right? Itar? Oh, you don't know Hindi. You know Hindi? It's called itar. Scent oil, the scent, rose oil and gulab jamun, kadamba and all these things. And then we feel we like to wear these oils, because it reminds us of the fragrance of the Lord. And then the clothing. We don't so much wear Krishna's clothing. If you got Radha Shamasundar's clothing, you would look pretty fancy. If you were a man, at least. Lady can get by. But a man would look a little funny. All sequins and crystals. But the Krishna that he was receiving clothing from was Vrindavan Krishna. Because Krishna wore his Vrindavan clothes with him when he left Vrindavan. And when he went to Mathura, he had his old clothes, because then he donned, it's called Rajavesh. And this is what the gopis at Kurukshetra, they saw Krishna with Rajavesh. The dress of a king. Lots of gold string, lots of gold threads and gold studs and jewelry sewn here and there. And of course, long sleeve shirts, they're a must in Mathura and Dwarka. And kummerbund, well, that's also in Vrindavan. But usually wearing some type of pants or dhoti. But in Vrindavan, Krishna, he's a very poor boy. He doesn't have any money for a shirt. He doesn't wear any shirt. He just wears a chadar over his shoulders. Simple chadar, yellow chadar. So that attire he was wearing when he entered Mathura. And of course he beheaded the washerman and killed Kuvala Yapida and vanquished the wicked Kansa. And wearing Dear Lalita Vesh, like a dramatic actor, as the Bhagavatam says, when Krishna enters Vrindavan, he walks like and looks like a dramatic actor, or let's say an actor, walking onto a stage. Very attractive, very sweet, charming to behold. So this clothing was given to Uddhava. He said, listen, I don't need these anymore. Like if you're joining the army. You're in the army? No. They give you uniform in Russia. You get uniform, army. So when you come in, you have blue jeans, T-shirt. I love San Francisco, or I love Vrindavan, or whatever. And then they say, you can't wear that. You take that off. And they give you some fatigues, they call army fatigues in America. Some uniform, khaki cloth, or army green color, or whatever. So Krishna was wearing this Raj Vesh uniform, Aishwarya Vastra, in Mathura and Dwarka and Kurukshetra. His chest is covered, his arms are covered, very heavy, his coat weighed like 10 kilos, his jacket, so much gold. But when he was in Vrindavan, his chatter weighed about 20 grams. His chatter, very, very light, it's called diaphanous cloth, very see-through light, all the breeze can come through, like just around the shoulders, arms totally free and beautiful to behold, and just a little bit over his neck, and like you see some brahmacharis wear or whatever, a little chatter. His chest, full darshan of his chest and his arms, and these are particularly attractive features of the male form for the female form. It's the same in the male. Male likes to see thin lotus stem arms on his consort and appropriate collection in the right place, let's say. And so similarly, a woman likes to see a man with broad chest, and long, powerful arms, serpentine arms, and muscular. So Krishna's not muscular like some cinema hero. Everything looks very soft and gentle and childlike. But his arms are described like serpentine. Buja, Buja means arms. I can't remember. Sarpa Buja. His arms are like serpents, snakes. So he was giving full darshan in Vrindavan. Everything was, here I am. But in Mathura Leela, in this covered Leela, the full expression of Krishna's Madhurya Rupam is not visible in Mathura or Dwarka or Kurukshetra. There's a big crown. Hair is all tucked under his crown. All his beautiful curly locks. They're all tucked in a bun up, and a top knot under his crown. Put the crown on. But in Vrindavan, it's beautiful. Draped across Krishna's shoulder like crow's feathers. And the crow puts his feathers out like this, his wings, and spread, and his feathers are all shiny, very glistening and black. Of course, Krishna's hair isn't black like crow black, but it's Sham, Ganasham. Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Viraje means please come inside. Please come inside. Welcome. Nikunj. Nikunjame means in the Nikunj. So this is, of course, it can be Radharani's song. Sing to Ganasham is Krishna. He's thick with rasa, Ganaras, Madhurya Ras, and that makes him very dark blue. Because this Madhurya Ras is very mysterious, and the color of mystery is dark. Mysterious things are always dark. Mysterious things happen in the daytime or nighttime? Nighttime. Strange, bizarre, unpredictable, mystical. And there people say, oh, I had this experience at night. I met this creature at night. So if you go into the Atlantic Ocean, or some ocean, big ocean somewhere, Mediterranean or some big ocean, and you go in the middle of the ocean where Prabhupada was sailing on the, or cruising, I suppose, not sailing, but cruising on the steamship Jaladuta in 1965, plying the high seas, then in the middle of the ocean is very, very deep, like 10,000 feet. Oh, let's see, meters. You want to know meters. 4,000 meters deep, 5,000 meters deep. Very, very deep. And what is the color when the water is very deep, very, very deep water? What color is it? Very dark blue. Very, very dark, blackish blue. Ganasham, the color of Ganasham. Gana means rain cloud. It's just thick with rasa. So Ganasham. Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Sham Radhe Radhe. Ganasham Radhe Radhe. So this is an invocation. Hare Radhe. This invocation, vocative, calling out. We say someone's name is Lalita. If you call them, you say Lalite. Someone's name is Radha. If you call them, you don't say, hey, Radha. You say, hey, Radhe. Hey, Radhe. It's a grammar. Construction. So Ganasham, Radhe, Radhe. It means, oh, Ganasham, we Sakhi Manjaris, we made beautiful arrangement for you in the Nikunj. All comfortable things for your body, all tasty things for your tongue, all pleasurable sounds for your ears. Not like that. But all beautiful cuckoos and one tota, one parrot. Can be any one of different parrots. Krishna's pet parrots one day, or Radharani's pet parrots. Shukshmadi, or Manjubhashini, or Daksha, or Vichakshana. So Ganasham, the Sakis are praying in this song. O Ganasham, O Radhe, Nikunja Mevi Raje. Please come into the Nikunj. We made all these things for your pleasure. Just like we do the same thing. We do deity worship. If our consciousness is in Astakali Lila or Nitya Lila, then the deity worship becomes the entrance to the Astakali Lila. So the bridge between Archan, which is a Lima Vaidhi Sadhana, or at least it can be, or generally is, the bridge between Vaidhi Sadhana, Archan, or deity worship, Archavigraha Puja, and what is Rag Bhakti, or Raganuga, the bridge is the Bhav. Bhav is the bridge, the feeling. So, in the evening time, the pujaris, they put the deities, Thakurji, to rest. Gauranitai, Radha and Krishna, Sitaram. And they do all the same things. But they're just thinking, I'm in the deity room in Moscow. Or St. Petersburg. Or somewhere, some burg. And there's a nice bed there. One of the devotees made a nice bed. He's a good carpenter. And some of the Matajis, they sewed a nice mattress for Krishna and Radha. And they have some nice tambul there and betel nuts. And there's a nice golden or silver cup of fragrant water with some rose water mixed in, or some camphor or some nice thing. And then there's a pillow and there's a blanket, and we make soft lights and we light incense. Many, many things we do. But we're just thinking, oh, we make like a checklist in our mind. Okay, water, incense, what is that? Okay, deity, mantras, agacha, shayanam, stanam, priyabhisa, keshadam, divya, pushpachi, shayanam, sukham, viharam, adam, kling, krishnayanam. And we have it down. And we go in like pujari robots. And we have this watch on our wrist, and we have to be out of there in 19.5 minutes because we have a schedule. We're following Vaidhi, and we have to be in bed by 10:01. And so it's very, very strict and very fast. But if one is in this mood of rag bhakti, of course he follows a schedule, it's a ordained schedule. But internally, he's thinking, oh, Ganasham, oh, Radhe, Radhe. Ganasham, Radhe, Radhe. Nikunja may be Raji. This is Nikunj. This is Nidivan. What is this? Krishna's Leela in Moscow and New York. Vrindavanam Prityaja Paramekam Nagachati. He doesn't take one step out of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan extends. Oh, actually, this is called Greater Vrindavan. Moscow is Greater Braj. Suburbs. of Vrindavan and Adelaide and New York and San Francisco, greater Vrindavan. Not really. Krishna's in this Vrindavan. But you can bring him there by your consciousness, by your bhav. Radha Govinda, Radha Krishna, my Gurudev, he's engaging me, and I know that Sakis and Manjris are doing this, so I'm thinking I'm there in the spiritual world, and I'm inviting you. I heard this little song, so I'm chanting this little prayer. Please, the Nikunja is all ready. Everything is ready for your pleasure and enjoyment. And all the Sakis and Manjris have cooperated and made wonderful pleasure, nice arrangements for you. One Saki has prepared condensed milk, right, kheer, in the nighttime in the temples. They put the deities to rest. I don't know what standard you have, but in L.A. we had very high standard. So in Thakurji, he has many offerings, last offerings, 8 o'clock at night or so, puri, sabji, this, that. And then at 9:30 or 10, when Thakurji, they're going to take rest, and in comes the, we call it kheer, condensed milk. Because kheer is usually sweet rice. These are some of the specialities that Uddhava was receiving because his deity was Sakshat Hari, Sakshat Prajnana Nandan Shamsundar. And he was happily meeting him in Mathura when Krishna went there. And then Krishna bestowed upon him, he said, listen, I don't need this. I don't need these Levi's anymore. I don't need this t-shirt and Levi's. I don't need this cheddar. And now I'm wearing a gold jacket with long sleeves, Rajavesh of Mathura. So here, take my old, this is the clothes, my Nirmalya Vesh, Krishna Prasadi Vesh. You can wear it. What a happy person he would be to get the remnants of Krishna's clothing. Okay, it's one thing to wear and touch the cloth that was worn and touched by Krishna, but that's not the real benediction of having Krishna's Vastra Prasad. What is the real benediction? What is the real benediction of attaining Krishna's Prasadi Vesh? Vesh means his clothes, remnants of his clothes. The real benediction is to catch, without any extra charge, the fragrance of Krishna's transcendental body. Because whatever your body smells like, your clothes will also smell like. You may not notice it, but your spouse or your friends or mother or whatever will notice it. So Krishna's body is extraordinary fragrance of musk and camphor and aguru and sandalwood. So where that dhoti was, wow, what kind of extraordinary fragrance. And so probably Uddhava never washed it. Because the gopis of Vrindavan, like Radharani, sometimes in Nishant Leela, when they are in a hurry to run out of the Nikunj, Nikunja Bhanga Leela, in Nidivan, and then they're not so much careful, or Radha and Krishna that is, they are not so much careful about paying attention to what clothes they're putting on because they're in a hurry. So when you're in a hurry, you grab anything and run out the door. So this would happen in a regular fashion in Vrindavan. So often it would happen in the Nikunja Bhanga Leela that Radha and Krishna were quickly leaving Nikunja. And then because Krishna, he's wearing his yellow chadar and Radharani wears a blue chunari. We say veil. They have the gopi dress and some choli, then they have chunari, just like a veil over their head. So that Radharani has one blue one and white one, red one. So she was wearing blue one and blue sari. And Krishna was wearing yellow, so Krishna grabbed Radharani's blue chunari and she grabbed his yellow chadar. So, and then they would go back home and then jump in their beds in Yavat and Nandagram. And then in the morning, Mukara, Radharani's grandmother, she comes to greet and wake up her granddaughter, Vrishabhanu Nandini. And then she looks and she says, Are, hey Vishaka, hey Lalita, what is this yellow chadar? My granddaughter is lying asleep and this yellow chadar is draped over her body and over her head while she's sleeping. Yesterday afternoon, I saw Shyama Sundar wearing this chadar in Apurvan Leela when he was returning with Uttaragosta Leela, coming back from the cow with the cows. What is this? What has happened to my granddaughter? How much shame? This is shameful. What is going on? Huh? And then, so then the Sakis, the Lita Mishaka, they said, "Ooh, we have to do something fast. Otherwise, it would be big trouble here for Brishabhanunandini, and Mukhra is going to create all kinds of stories in the village because old ladies are really gadabouts. Gadabouts means gossip mongers. I mean, every lady is, no offense, but old ladies, grandmothers, they don't have anything else to do. Young ladies are busy working and fighting with their husbands and taking care of their children, so they don't have time to spread rumors. But old ladies, that's all they have to do. So they're, so if Mukhra gets on to this, that Radharani, who's married to Abhimanyu, is wearing Krishna's clothes to bed, it won't look very good for Brishabhanunandini's yasho, for her kirti, for her fame. So then Lalita Sakhi, she saw the rising sun. The sun was rising, Pratak Leela. She said, "Oh, Mukhra, you old lady, look, You're going blind. Don't you see the rays, the rays of the rising sun are shining on Radharani's blue chadar and making it look yellow. We have so powerful yellow rays, and you're going blind, and why Lalita was distracting her with this conversation, Vishakha quickly grabbed that yellow chadar of Krishna, stashed it, and whipped out another blue chadar, or maybe her own, and put it on Radharani. See, look, take another closer look at Radharani, you see. She's completely innocent. Why are you falsely accusing our Swamini like this?" And then she looks back, Mukhra looks back. That's right. It is a blue chadar. Oh. Actually, she didn't say this. She just looked and she thought in her mind, "Oh my God, it's a blue chadar!" And I put my foot in my mouth. And I put my foot in my mouth is an expression. Put your foot in your mouth is like, you say a stupid thing, embarrassed. And she just thought, "Oh my God!" And she said, "Oh, excuse me. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm going a little blind. I have to go now. I see you. Goodbye. You wake up, Radharani." And she ran away. And all the suckies went, "All right." And they were like really, really happy to that they foiled the near, almost the false accusation of Mukhra against their Swamini. So this cloth, this Nirmalya Vastra, gets around. Sometimes Radharani wears Krishna's cloth, sometimes Uddhava. Radhe Radhe Bolo, Vrindavan Me Dolo. That means dolo. If you want to wander in Vrindavan, you have to chant Radhe Radhe.